This is Ozarks at Large for the first day of March 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Little Chief, a band comprised of four University of Arkansas students, perform inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Plus, we have the conclusion of our two-part conversation with John McDonnell, the most successful coach in NCAA history.
First, the federal government has agreed to pay 100% of the cost for a Medicaid expansion in Arkansas for 3 years, and the state gets to decide what mechanism should be the delivery vehicle for health insurance. In an interview with Talk Business Arkansas, State Surgeon General Dr. Joe Thompson says these new developments mean Arkansas can choose a private health insurance product as opposed to expanding the state-run Medicaid program. He says this will address key concerns for certain lawmakers.
First and foremost, we're not growing state government and expanding the number of people who are on basically a welfare card or public assistance through the Medicaid program. We are using the private sector and the efficiencies in the private sector to deliver care. For the consumer, they will get the same experience as individuals at higher incomes that are covered by private insurance companies, so they're not in a two-tiered system.
Thompson also says provider payments will be at a full cost payment and not a percentage cost payment that Medicaid providers are subject to today.
The Arkansas Senate is advancing a bill to Governor Mike Beebe that would ban most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. This comes immediately after the upper chamber voted Thursday to override the governor's veto of a bill banning most abortions after 20 weeks. Representative Andy Mayberry, a Republican from Hensley, sponsored a 20-week ban and told reporters just outside the state chamber, the bill has been a personal mission for him.
It's different than some kind of tax cut bill or something like that. This has an immediate effect on the lives of babies.
Abortion rights advocates and the governor have said the bill is unconstitutional, but Mayberry says he's not too concerned there will be legal challenges because similar 20-week abortion bans in other states are already being challenged in court, and any decision there would likely apply to the Arkansas law. Those challenges may be focused at the 12-week ban because it would likely be the most restrictive abortion law in the country. Jill June, CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, which operates Planned Parenthood clinics in Little Rock and Fayetteville, says the bills are a surprising blow to women's health in the state.
It's a shocking disregard for the Constitution and the women of the state of Arkansas. And yes, I was deeply shocked and saddened to see that the legislature had sunk to this new low.
Though the governor vetoed the 20-week ban, he wouldn't tell reporters what his plans are for the 12-week ban.
I'm not going to tell you any more than I always tell you, which is I'll let you know when I take the action.
The governor generally says he doesn't talk about vetoes until he makes them, but he has said he thinks it's more unconstitutional than the 20-week ban. However, with today's vote, the governor's veto likely won't prevent the more restrictive law from taking effect.
Retail giant Walmart yesterday announced its progress in bringing healthier food choices to its customers. 2 years ago, the company unveiled its Healthier Foods Initiative, which included a list of commitments the retailer pledged to implement by the end of 2015. Among those commitments was one to introduce a Great For You label to be included on the company's private label Great Value and Market Side brands. The icon, already in place or set to be included on products by the end of this year, is meant to show consumers which foods in the grocery aisle are healthier than others. Walmart Senior Vice President of Sustainability Andrea Thomas says company officials developed the criteria for foods receiving the label more than 2 years ago.
We looked very closely at the 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration information, USDA, and Institute of Medicine. So we evaluated more than 4,000 private brand products against the Great For You criteria, and we found that about 32% of them qualified, which included fresh produce, meat, and packaged items.
She says some foods that would seemingly meet the criteria for the front of package labels surprisingly didn't make the cut at first.
So one example of that was our salsa, our Great Value salsa, initially had too much sugar to get in. And so we reformulated it so that we could reduce the sugar to a level that it did qualify for the Great For You icon. I think snack nuts is another example. Some of the snack nuts would fit, especially the ones that are roasted without salt. Some of the flavored ones had too much sodium, and so they didn't fit. And so now when when you go up and down that aisle, you can see where you can make a choice, and some of them will have it and some of them will not have it.
And reformulating foods in its private label brand is another commitment Walmart made in order to provide healthier food options. Thomas says the company has reduced sugars by more than 10% in the dairy, sauces, and fruit drink categories, while sodium content has been reduced by 9% in the grains, lunch meat, and frozen entree categories. In addition, the company intends on building more stores in USDA classified food deserts, typically low-income census tracts where a substantial number of residents have low access to a supermarket or large grocery store. Walmart plans to open between 250 and 300 stores in food deserts. So far, the company has opened 86 such stores.
Earlier this week, the Arkansas Agriculture Department announced the release of a new annual publication. The magazine, titled Arkansas Grown, will feature articles about the farms, forests, foods, and exports of Arkansas. According to a press release from the Agriculture Department, the articles featured in the magazine highlight the importance of the $16 billion agriculture industry to the state's economy. The magazine can be viewed online at ar-agriculture.com. Hard copies can be obtained by calling the department at 501-683-4851.
The Razorback baseball team yesterday began its four-game set in the Coca-Cola Classic in Surprise, Arizona. The Diamond Hogs lost to the Arizona State Sun Devils 3-2. With the loss, the Razorbacks fall to 7-2 on the season. The team returns to the field this evening to face Gonzaga. First pitch is scheduled for 5 p.m.
A slight chance of flurries this evening in northwest Arkansas tonight, with lows from the mid to upper 20s. There is a slight chance for flurries in the early morning tomorrow, with a high near 37 degrees in northwest Arkansas. Expect partly sunny conditions with a high near 45 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Clear tomorrow night with lows from 18 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 25 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.